Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is April the 12th, 2025. Where's the time going? I don't know. Today is episode 48. And in the room today, we have Bubba, we have myself, we have Alessandra, we've got Andy, Ellie, Adrian, and Shadows Pub. And today's question for the crew is, how do you manage to stay creative when your mind or body won't cooperate? And this is a great topic. Alessandra, we were talking about this briefly before today's recording. And yeah, what a great idea. What a great topic, right?
Well, I think that it is, because if you've got a creative bone in your body, you've had this delusion of grandeur. Picture this. I'm a great fill in the blank. Novelist, musician, composer. If only I had the idyllic cabin in the mountains to go and let my get these kids away from me, get these partners away from me, get these so-called friends away from me, get these chores away from me. Let me have this idyllic place and I am going to be in creative nirvana or some such crazy talk like that. So I was lucky enough the beginning of February all the way through March to have a couple of months just like that. And how did that go? Oh, it was great. Until I made myself freaking crazy, like, because I didn't have the privilege to blame my state on anything or anybody, it was just me. I rode myself so hard right past the boundary that's called mentally healthy into mentally, well, not so. And I was literally making myself mentally sick because I got what I thought that I wanted. The lack of interference from other human beings. And actually what that took with it was my checks and balances. Nobody look me in the eye and go, you're kind of going off crazier than usual. So yeah, I've spent the last couple of weeks with Bubba over here, just kind of coming back to myself and realizing that perfect is not better. Perfect for me can actually be outright dangerous. I was just making myself mentally ill. And it could have just been as easy as becoming physically ill, because the same kind of thoughts and behaviors can take to your body or your mind. So that begs the question, doesn't it, Greg? What do you have for us today?
For me, you know, when your mind or body won't cooperate, when you have chronic pain, sometimes it can be hard to stay motivated and you can forget what you set out to do. Pain can rob your pleasure, it can rob your life if you let it. But you know, trying to stay creative when you've got pain is paramount. Distraction therapy is a wonderful thing. If you can distract yourself in some way, it's very healthy for you. Trying to be kind and do acts of kindness, a lot of science that backs that up. You can lay down new neural pathways. Oxytocin is released, which is the feel-good hormone when you're kind to people. So I try to distract myself a lot and stay creative. But there's those days where your body doesn't want to cooperate, or your mind, and they can play into one another. But enough about me. What do you guys think? How do you guys stay creative if your mind and body doesn't want you to? I'll go to Andy. Andy, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a little house I can go to every other week. This is the house I'm in now. To be creative and spend my time as I wish, without interference, if I want. All right, I can have dogs here, and I can have grandchildren and my daughter over sometimes. They are only 12 steps away, so it's a good thing. I'm lucky enough to have little of that situation, because my creative mind is constantly spinning, you know, like this, and I can't stop it. That can be unhealthy too. So I need to stop at times. And I do that when I'm on the other island with my wife. I try to wind down, paint a little, and go for walks and hang with the kittens and go to choir practice and, you know, having a weekly latte with my wife. So that's my point of view here. Over to Ellie, maybe.
Thanks, Andy. One of the things for me when it comes to creativity is getting really clear the difference between creative opportunity and when I have to get something done. Because the second that I start to mix those and I start trying to make my creativity happen, then I'm not creative anymore. And I'm actually annoyed with it. And so by not telling myself I have to do something and actually tracking what the impulse is, because sometimes the creative impulse is more about taking something in and reading something. Other times it's about self-expression or even just about seeing something outside and that's beautiful. But by tracking what my impulses are and following those, I can really get the most out of my creativity. And then knowing when I must do something and recognizing that's not truly meant to be a creative opportunity. That is meant to be something else. And then that way I don't start resenting having to be creative because I keep them very clear and separate. Adrienne?
Oh, thank you. I was thinking about this question, and I have a problem with my having high anxiety that I have a lot going up here. Especially, you'll know if I'm pacing. I'll pace like I'll sit like 20,000 steps because I'll pace so much, but I can't like actually focus to even be creative. So some of the ways that I help with that, and these are not mine alone. These are like with my therapist and this book called "Clean Up Your Mental Mess," which is like a really good book. I've developed like three different kind of ways that I can help myself with this. One is just zoning out. So I just look at off the computer, off somewhere else, anywhere, and just zone out for like 5, 10 minutes. Don't think about anything. Just kind of be in a daze. And then that helps me to kind of clear out the mind so it's not like so cluttered inside my mind. That's helpful. Another that's helpful for me is to tidy up the space that I want to do creative work. So what I do is I tidy it up. And then I start laying out all my stuff that I wanted to work on. So I'll have like my markers and I'll have all my stuff and I place it on the table. Because now I've created the space. I like set a good intention with it. And then it's like, okay, now this is like, you know, when you're a kid, right? This is what they did in elementary school. They clean up the space and then you set down your paints and you get yourself ready. And then you knew that this was like your entire space. And the third one is I actually got from my therapist, which is really cool, is I draw a circle on a piece of paper, and you spend just time yourself. You can like do a little timer for like 2 to 5 minutes, and you just write all the nonsense that's in your head. You just get it all out on paper and only inside this circle. So then once you're done with the circle, I throw it away and it's gone. And that really does help. Those are like ones that I think have really, really helped me because my anxiety is so high sometimes and my brain is like nonstop that I can't even focus on anything. Like it's just, I feel like there's just so much pressure and so much going on in between there. And those are kind of the ways that helps me to kind of get it out of my mental head, my mental madness, as we can say.
Thank you, Adrian. Shadows, how do you manage to stay creative if your mind and body won't cooperate? How about yourself?
Short answer is I don't. Several years ago, I had a situation where I had bronchitis that had my lungs full of fluid. Doctor says, go home and lay down. And I'm like, yeah, screw you. I'm going home and do some work on the computer. And I soon learned that, nope, I was going to have to lay down before I fell down because I damn near fell down. And it kind of taught me that when the mind and body says stop, it's a whole lot quicker to stop, take the break, and then resume. So I don't. If mind and body says you're not being creative, then I F off and do something else.
Fair comment. Thank you, Shadows. Bubba, how about you? What are your thoughts?
Well, one of my creative challenges is that I have too many squirrels in my squirrel cage. And so it's hard to keep up with them all. It's hard to feel like I'm making progress creatively on all these interests that I have. And so it's one of the things that I often used to beat myself up with because it's sort of the Western mantra is focus, just pick one. Like, don't try to do all these things. Pick one and do that really hard all the time. And you know, that doesn't work for me. And especially so if I'm having a bad mental or physical day, the best way out for me is to just wait and see which of those squirrels decides to be the muse of the day. I mean, there's almost always a way out. Like, there are some bad days when just finding, choosing, crafting a gift to send to someone because I know they need it or they might find it funny and it would, you know, make their day. That could be the start of a creative process that I just find myself doing. And so that comes out of somewhere where if I had said, I'm going to write for an hour and my brain is like, no, you're not, But I may chase the gift squirrel all over the house and be perfectly happy and creative doing that. And maybe that could be a gateway creative act to something else. But usually the squirrel I need is the squirrel I get when I'm having rough days.
Thank you, Devin. You know, this is absolutely some great conversation. You know, and something Ellie said earlier that kind of made a light bulb go off inside my head, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but what I got from it is when you can't be creative, consume something. And I don't mean mindless consumption, right? But creativity could be watching something. It could be watching a video. It could be drawing. You could be doing that circle that Adrian said, any one of those things, because you can't start the engine if there's no gas in the tank, right? You've got to have some fuel, and that consumption could be the fuel that you need to get you to the next level. And like Devin said, which one is going to, you know, which squirrel is going to win? But Alessandra, some great conversation.
Oh my gosh. I know I probably say this too often, but I think this is my favorite episode because each person has given something that is so valuable to me that I'm over here like, I need another suitcase so I can pack this and take it with me. But let's just listen to the question again. Read us the question one more time, Greg, because I have just something that I'd like to leave everyone with this question.
Today's question was, how do you manage to stay creative when your mind or body won't cooperate?
So, what if we just consider for a moment, maybe it's not the mind and the body's job to cooperate. What if the mind and the body's job is to inform? Then, Greg, how do we finish? What time is it, Greg?
It's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else, but you didn't. How about you? How do you manage to stay creative when your mind and body won't cooperate? Let us know, because we would love to hear your thoughts. If there's a question you would like the team to discuss, the crew of the Creative Workout podcast, let us know. Visit our website, creativeworkhour.com, and come back next week. Thank you.